Week 7 in the NFL, and the Birds are back home at the Link to take on the 3-2 Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are winless on the road this season, and the Eagles are coming off a beatdown of the New York Giants. It's time for the Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant in South Philly. Now, here's your host, Sal Palantonio.
Oh, yeah, it's a Sal Pal Football Hour Friday nights in South Philadelphia. What a weekend we've got here. A home game, Carolina Panthers at the Philadelphia Eagles. We are live at Poppy's Italian Restaurant. Let's get a big round of applause for Poppy's here on South 20th Street in South Philadelphia, 3120. I just had my dinner, and it was absolutely fantastic. Camu Grugier Hill is here. My brother, how are you? Nice to see you. You never can tell who's going to wander in from the NovaCare facility. Very nice. And tonight's show is presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight, Lyric by Etude Wine. And the number to call in is 610-632-0975. If you want to ask Camu a question, please jump on the phone, 610-632-0975. It's a super special weekend, Camu. You know why? Because one of the Philadelphia's finest of all time, Brian Dawkins, is going to receive his Hall of Fame ring of excellence during halftime of the game on Sunday. It's going to be a fantastic, fantastic event. The Hall's president and CEO, David Baker, will be in town to present Doc with his Hall of Fame ring of excellence. We are all looking forward to it. Anybody who saw that fantastic speech by Brian Dawkins at the Hall of Fame, and I was right then and there to get, I was there. It was unbelievable. And I love when he said, thank you for loving me the way that I love you. I love you back, and I thank you. Thank you for everything. And he was talking to Philadelphia Eagles fans. And now on the line with us, live here at Poppy's, is Brian Dawkins. Doc, how you doing, number 20?
Hey, what's going on? Pal, how's everything? What's going on, brother?
B-Doc, what's up, man?
What's happening, gentlemen?
Oh, hey, listen, thank you for joining the Sal Pal Football Hour. We really appreciate it. It's going to be an exciting, exciting time Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Tell me what you're thinking about as you approach this special moment, this special halftime celebration.
Well, it's just a continuation of the blessings that I've been able to receive. You know, obviously starting with the announcement of me being in the Hall of Fame, and then being inducted with my bust, and now to finally get the ring of excellence. You know, so there's just a lot of things that are going through your head when you start thinking about the ring of excellence. And, you know, within that ring of excellence, there's so many individuals that helped me along the way. So I always have to include them in anything that I say, because it's true. You know, I would not be where I am had I not had the individuals in my life that I had.
I love this part of your speech. I know some of you drove all the way from Philly here, and I listen. I have a good understanding that you don't have money just to waste, so that means that you put your hard-earned money that you could be saving to come out here and celebrate with your boy. That was truly a special moment. I was sitting in the stands, and it was overwhelmingly joyous. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's the truth. You know, you have people, you know, talking about driving there and, you know, taking off from work. Obviously, they're not getting paid if they're taking off from work and using their 6 days to come up to celebrate that time. So I'll try my best to venture out as much as possible to be amongst the fans and do autograph signing as well, to be able to be out with them and to celebrate with them. Again, I said it and I meant it, that when I make it, you know, everybody makes it. So a lot of people were able to come out to the Hall of Fame for the first time to see the festivities and to get to tour the museum. And so a lot of that was because of the blessings that I have been given as far as playing on the field. And now they get a chance to come out to enjoy that whole experience with me. So, and I meant every word of that. Okay. Meant every word of it.
Brian Dawkins is on the phone here at Poppy's with me. Is Camu Grugier Hill. And Camu, when you think of Brian Dawkins and you think of what he means to the game of football and to the Philadelphia Eagles, what comes to your mind?
Well, just first of all, I like to, like, when what he just said just there, when he says, you know, he has to thank, he wants to go back and thank all the people that, you know, have helped him along the way. It's just crazy, because when I look back and I started playing football late. I started playing in high school, my junior year. And my friend first showed me my first highlight tape I ever watched with Brian Dawkins. And it's crazy.
For real?
Because now I'm on this journey and having Brian in NovaCare with us and being the mentor he was to me, and just meeting with him and talking to him about not even football subjects, you know, he's just helped me on my journey, and he's just a person that, you know, so it's just.
What did you like about his style of play?
Oh, just the intensity, hands down.
Yeah, right.
The intensity is hands down, number one. It's unmatching, you know what I mean? You can't. It's hard to find people like that now, but just to see him, you know, like I said, for him to be the first person, the first highlight I ever really watched, and to see him, and I'm going to be playing a game this Sunday, and he's going to be getting his ring, is giving me chills right now.
Brian, when you think about it, right, you had the celebration at the Hall of Fame, obviously, and that is second to none. And then, of course, you know, the Eagles win the Super Bowl championship on top of that. And now you've got the defending Super Bowl champs, and they're playing home in Week 7 against the Carolina Panthers. And you know, you went to Clemson. It all comes full circle. And now you get your ring at halftime. It's going to be a powerfully emotional event for you and your family and for Eagles fans as well.
Yeah, it should be. There's a lot of things not just happened to me, but happened to the city of Philadelphia. There's a lot of good things that have happened during the last, you know, the last year. And obviously this is an extension of that. So yes, and you got to think about, you know, we're talking about me getting that ring, but you got to also think about a team that went out and put the product on the field that we were waiting for a while now, right? I'm talking about playing against the Giants, the way that they came together and played in all three phases. So now they're getting in rhythm. They probably ironed out some of the things they needed to iron out by going through those losses and, you know, dissecting, you know, being able to talk about difficult subjects when you lose, which is a great thing. And now, like, there's a lot of electricity going to be in that stadium. I can't wait.
B-Doc, when you think of this Eagles team and what they did last year, what stands out for you? Is it the resilience in the face of these odds and losing players and never doubting and next man up? What was it about that team that you loved watching and enjoying play the game of football?
And the thing that I love the most, being someone that tries my best to give my best for my teammates and love on them as much as possible, is the growth of the leadership throughout the season.
Yes.
And you saw that. You saw the growth of the leaders on that team. And so that was a very, very important thing. And I think, to me, a lot of that started the year prior when we, you know, lost a whole bunch of games within, you know, the last minute of the game, and they weren't capitalizing on the mistakes of other teams, and they were making mistakes that caused them to lose some of those games. And so tough conversations during that time. But in last year, you really saw the leaders grow up, have those tough conversations, and I believe that they began to hold themselves accountable to stuff.
We're talking to Brian Dawkins, and he will be honored at halftime, the Carolina Panthers and the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. And Brian, what do you like about this specific team, this Eagles team in 2018 right now?
Well, I mean, it's called me crazy. I know, call me crazy. I love the fact that they lost early. I love that. I love the fact that they lost some games early. So again, you can really look at tape and you can really grab some stuff. Really have to talk. Completely, it's out of your system. If there was any inkling left of the Super Bowl, it's out of your system now with those losses. And so they can begin to really get into a groove the rest of the season.
Well, B-Doc, thanks for joining the Sal Powell Football Hour. We will see you at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay, great. Brian Dawkins on the Sal Powell Football Hour. Camu, when you look at this team, and you know, do you agree with Doc there?
I mean, you know.
It's hard to say that, right?
It's definitely hard to say that, but when you.
Losing's never good.
When you really look at it, you know, every year is different. Every team is going to be different. So I think, you know, for some of us, I think we kind of went into this year thinking, oh, we're just going to pick up where we left off last year. You know what I mean? That's not like what we said. No one said that, but this is just me talking. I feel like we kind of had, you know, those first two losses, you know, that's kind of was the vibe. And I think after this last game, you know, we realized it's not going to be easy. We're not going to just roll over everyone like how we did last year. You know what I mean? And you know, there might be some games like that, but it's a different year. It's a different team. There's new, you know, different circumstances. And I think, but that doesn't change. I think we're better than we were last year.
In what way? What do you think?
Just the talent on our team. And I'm not saying no disrespect to any of the guys that left.
That team won the Super Bowl, man.
No, I know. I'm saying no disrespect to any of the guys that left. But if you look at the rooms and the numbers we have now, it's something special for sure. And I think, like I said, I was saying all year, once we put together a complete game, it's gonna be game over. And I think that's what we did last Thursday against the Giants.
Yeah, we're talking to Kamu Grugier-Hill, linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're at Poppy's Restaurant. He just kind of wandered in from the NovaCare facility. And we love coming here. It's a fantastic place. I'm here all the time. The food is unbelievable.
Yeah, the food here is really great.
Yes.
Really great.
That's I mean, the food here is real. I just had dinner. It's unbelievable. I got to tell you, I am so impressed with the resilience of this team. You know, I've covered the league for a long, long time. And this team, you know, it was really amazing to me how the switch was just flipped as you went into that Giants game on a short week. What happened? What did Doug say? What did the coaches say to you guys? What was said amongst each other to kind of get that team going out of the funk that it was in?
Well, I think it's, you know, that's what's special about this team is, you know, the coaches can say a lot and they can do a lot and they can put all these highlight videos together for us, but it really does come from within. You know, when you look at our leaders on the team, when you look at, like, veterans like Malcolm Jenkins and you know, we have Rodney McLeod go down, and for him to, you know, we have a rookie, Avante Maddox, back there, and you should see how Malcolm puts him in situations to be uncomfortable throughout the week. You know, he's really trying to groom him and make sure that he knows what, like, if anything goes wrong in the game, he knows what he needs to do.
Yeah, let's talk about Avante for a second. This guy played corner at Pitt.
Dude, this guy, let me tell you something. This guy can cover some grass. He's amazing.
And he's ferocious.
He's
fearless.
Like,
seen him on the field.
We're like, me and, like, Jordan Hicks, we watching film. We're like, dude, look at this. Like, he's covering hash to hash, like, or sideline to sideline, not even hash to hash. And the dude is just coming downhill. He's really, you know, he's really something. And
not afraid to get his nose in there.
No, and he's considering
his size.
Yeah, exactly. He's not a big guy at all.
That shocked me that they put him in there, you know, the deep part of the field when you're playing single high safety for a guy who played corner at Pitt.
Yeah, for sure.
That blew me away. I'm like, what is Schwartz doing here?
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, you see him at practice and you see him in the games and he's doing it. And, like, that's why I said, like, you know, when we have the veteran leadership, like how Malcolm Jenkins is putting him in those situations too. He's really just grooming him and teaching him things. It's really impressive to see, you know. It's just a credit to, like, the leaders on the team, building and the coaches, obviously, building that culture with the next man up mentality, you know. It's kind of like what we had last year, but we have a lot of injuries this year. But, you know, it's the next guy up.
It's week 7. You got the Carolina Panthers coming in, Kamu. And, you know, it's all about making sure that Cam Newton doesn't blow up your afternoon, right?
Yeah.
I mean, bottom line, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you got Christian McCaffrey. He's going to get his touches. Yeah. But in the end, you know, Cam can put on a one-man show. We've seen that.
Yeah.
So what's the game plan going in? What's the attitude going in? What's the approach going in when you got Cam Newton coming to town?
You know, this year, I mean, obviously, they're doing a lot more stuff with him. They're incorporating a lot more quarterback runs. And,
yeah, because North Turner's the offensive coordinator,
exactly.
So he brought a lot of stuff.
They're doing a lot of different funky stuff. But, I mean, the main thing...
What kind of funky stuff?
Just, you know, a lot of different things to keep him, to get him keeping the ball. And, you know, it's like, you basically have two running backs back there.
Yeah.
So
they're fourth in the league in rushing.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bunch of different
numbers.
Bunch of different, you know, formations, guys moving one way, you know, just trying to get you out of your
gap. Because what's been interesting prior to this is, like, well, we're not sure. You know, he came off the injury. We're not sure we want him to run. Now it's like we want him to run.
Yeah, they're all in for sure. But, I mean, we kind of sat back. You know, we obviously had a game plan. I can't, you know, give the game plan, but
no,
you know, our you know, it really comes down to this. You know,
we just, like the show. We don't want the show to be off the air. And we like the Eagles coming over to Poppy's for sure.
It really comes down to this. You got to stop the run. Once you stop the run, make them one-dimensional, throw the ball, game's ours.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's simple. I got you.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, nice.
That's how I feel.
I like the attitude for sure. You know, and you can just tell with the team after the something just happened to the team from the moment they took the field at MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on the field talking to Alshon Jeffrey after the game, and he just said, well, something that you said to me, which is we just realized that we can't just put our helmet on and go out there and all of a sudden people are going to roll over. First of all, we're the Super Bowl champs, so everybody's trying to take their best shot. They're throwing haymakers at us all the time. And second of all, the people are studying. And, you know, they get paid. They're professionals, too.
I think it's just, it's funny, too. Not funny, actually, but, you know, we really are getting everyone's best. If you look at it, you know, a game like quarterback like Marcus Mariota, you know, he's a good quarterback, but
he looked like Joe Montana.
He's hot and cold. Against us, dude threw for 400 yards. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then you look
and
at
the Bucks.
And then you look at Fitzpatrick.
He hasn't had a game like that since.
Ever. I don't think ever. Maybe the first game.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we are getting everyone's best, just like Alshon said, we realize that, and it's definitely, we're in good shape.
Sal Pal Football Hour, we're live at Poppy's Italian Restaurant, 3120 South 20th Street in South Philadelphia, presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and Lyric by Etude Wine. Come out and join us. Camu Grugier-Hill is here, the linebacker of the Philadelphia Eagles. Brian Dawkins just joined us. Come out and enjoy the food here. And, you know, I mean, I just had the pasta and the bread they get from Karangi's Bakery here in South Philadelphia. I don't know if you've ever had that. Lou Karangi's got unbelievable bread at 13th and Oregon. You sometime you got to just drive by, take a bunch of the bread, and bring it over to the locker room. Guys will never forget eating that bread. It is fantastic. We're live at Poppy's. If you want to call us, it's 610-632-0975. And we got Dan from Collegeville. Dan, you're on the South Powell Football Hour. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
All right, good. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, so first of all, I just wanted to thank Camus for just being on the team, man. I followed you from Eastern Illinois. Really was hoping you'd make the roster and get a starting spot. It's a pleasure to watch you out there every week. I'm actually coming to my first game this Sunday, and I'm hoping you make a big play.
Oh, well, thanks, man. Yeah. I really hope I do, too.
Yeah, man. I look for you every week.
But yeah,
I just wanted
it.
To say that I think you guys are a very special team this year. I know the record isn't where you guys might want it to be, but there's just something about watching you guys every week and just knowing that a big play can happen anytime and just moving forward with this season, just looking for those big plays, watching you guys get healthy. You know, even though it's 3-3, it's still been a really fun season to watch, and I'm just excited to see where you guys are going this season.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
What's the sense right now in the locker room, Kim? After
I think it's funny.
Game?
Everyone always says that, you know, like, even though the record, like, doesn't show, it's like, let's talk about last year, okay?
Yeah.
We're 13-3. Let's just say 14-2 because, really, we're that last game really doesn't count, right?
Sure.
We put our stars in, we're 14-2.
Yeah.
You know how hard that is to go to 14-2?
Super hard.
Yeah. So it's like we lost three games right now. Like, okay. Like, imagine.
Super hard to go 14-2.
Yeah. Like,
ridiculously hard to go 13-2.
Like, we just
three.
Set the
hard.
Standard there.
It's hard
so
to win 12
now that we're
games.
Not there,
11
it's
games
like
is
everyone's
hard.
Freaking out.
Yeah.
But
no.
we'll be fine. You know what I mean? We had a little hiccups, but I can tell you this team is not going to be. Just gonna roll.
No, but it was for real. There was some turnovers there. There were some penalties. There were some penalties by some veteran players.
Oh, for sure. We were not playing good ball. I'm not making an excuse for sure. But I'm just saying there's no need to freak out either.
No, nobody's freaking out. Nobody freaks out on the South Powell Football Hour. 610-632-0975. I want to tell you about something really special. I got a nugget for you. It's the best jewelry store in Philadelphia, where all the young couples are going to get engaged. Golden Nugget Jewelers. Golden Nugget Jewelers has the largest selection of engagement rings, is the only store in Philadelphia to carry designer brands such as Tacori, Verragio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper, and more. Open 7 days a week with a best price guarantee, located at where else? The corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers, the official jeweler of the 76ers, the Flyers, and, did I mention, the official jeweler of your Philadelphia Eagles. You can shop online at goldennuggetjewelry.com. But the best thing you can do is check out their beautiful showroom on the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Make the most important moment of your life exactly what you dreamed it would be at Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. We're live at Poppy's in South Philadelphia. It's the South Pal Football Hour. When we come back, we'll have a special report live from Charlotte on the state of the Carolina Panthers going into week 7. Special, special weekend here in South Philadelphia, and we're kicking it off at Poppy's in South Philly. We'll be back.
This is the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino. Join Devon Gibbons, Bob Cooney, Tyrone Johnson, and NFL alum John Clark starting at 10 a.m. The first 97 fans grab a Fanatic prize pack and qualify to score tickets to the Dallas game. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Andrew. See the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Plenty of free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey folks, Rick Mason from JRWins.com in studio with none other than two-time Vegas champion handicapper, 20-year professional sports bettor, JR from JRWins.com. By the way, documented number one by the Las Vegas Sports Monitor, 6 years running. JR, why don't you tell us all about this Gold Key release?
Rick, I could not be more excited. What a huge matchup, which is why I've deemed this my Gold Key release. Guys, do not miss out on this one. Carolina, Philadelphia, absolutely razor sharp information, and I'm giving it to you right now, absolutely free of charge on a tape recorded message. Call this number, 1-800-499-FREE, 1-800-499-3733. It's so simple. Dial the number, 800-499-3733. Listen to a simple recorded message and get the point spread winner, my Gold Key release of Carolina, Philadelphia, free of charge, right there on a tape recorded message. 1-800-499-3733. That's 800-499-FREE. And make sure you get to my website and check us out at jrwins.com.
That's right, guys. JR is giving you a huge heads up on Friday to bet this game between Philadelphia and Carolina. It's going to win in blowout fashion. Call right now, 800-499-3733. It's on a recorded message for your convenience. Simply call the number, listen to the tape, get to Atlantic City, and cash in big with this blowout. Now, Jack, I heard about this season guarantee. Please tell us.
I am so confident that this Gold Key release is coming in blowout fashion that, Rick, if it doesn't cover, I'm giving the entire season away for free. Call now, get this winner on a tape-recorded message at 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733 and JRWins.com.
Big savings are going to rock the house. It's Gateway Kia's Rocktober Savings Spectacular. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rock on in a new 2018 Kia Forte. Just $149 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Just $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Come let us rock your world by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to get big savings and rock, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
This is a 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per year lease, and tax, title, and DMV. Discount lease only. Trade, gals value, and credit approval expires 10/31/18.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like conference calls you can join with one touch without clumsy dial-ins. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get fast, reliable internet. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
Across Jersey, Quick Draw is the lottery game turning players into winners.
What? I won! This is amazing! I gotta call Teresa.
Looks like we've got the This Changes Everything winner.
Hello?
Teresa? Hey, babe. I love you so much. Will you marry me?
Chris, Am I on speakerphone?
No.
What kind of winner will you be? Play Quick Draw at any lottery retailer and try new Bullseye for bigger prizes and more chances to win. Because anything can happen in Jersey.
Must be 18 or older to buy a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting engaged? Then get ready. For Benari Jewelers' extraordinary engagement ring and wedding band clearance event. Thursday through Saturday, October 18th through the 20th. You'll save up to 50% on the area's largest selection of designer diamond engagement rings and wedding bands with special no-interest financing available. That's Thursday through Saturday, the 18th through 20th, only at Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 97.5thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic. Now, back to the Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant in South Philly, with your host, Sal Palantonio.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant in South Philadelphia. And if you don't know where it is, here's the address. You got to come by. Food here is tremendous. As Camus Grugier Hill just attested to, he's just stopped by and joined the show. Thank you, Camus. It's 3120 South 20th Street in South Philly. That's Poppy's Italian Restaurant. My show is presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and Lyric by Etude Wine. And joining us live from Charlotte to talk about the Carolina Panthers is my good friend David Newton. David has been covering the team for the longest time, does a great job on ESPN.com. Read all of his stuff, and especially this weekend if you want to get up to date about the Carolina Panthers. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. Are you saying I should eat at that restaurant tomorrow?
Oh, you better. The food, I just had, my wife and I just had dinner at the bar. The food here is tremendous. I mean, just for the pasta and bread alone, you got to come in this place. It's the best anywhere. Fantastic.
You're making me hungry.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. They don't have Italian food like this down in North Carolina. I can tell you that right now. Tell me about your football team. What's happening down there?
Well, you know, they really, for a team that felt like they should have beat the Redskins last week, and we're really kind of disheartened about that. They've really been in a good mood. I mean, the practice has been pretty spirited. I was surprised at just how upbeat they've been. They're in the best health they've probably been all year. And so from that standpoint, they're good to go. Greg Olsen's been a little bit limited with his practice, but that's kind of a new norm for Greg Olsen because they just don't want to stress that foot too much while he's trying to, you know, stay in shape for the game. So I think they're pretty good to go there. It's just a matter of they can find a way to win on the road. I mean, they're 0-2 on the road after being 3-0 at home. They just can't figure out. They tend to make too many mistakes on the road right now.
And they haven't beaten the Eagles here in quite some time. I think it was maybe Jake Delhomme in the NFC Championship game, right? Am I correct?
That might be it, going all the way back to there. And that was a big game. That was, 14-3 or whatever. That defense was really playing well back then. That's the one thing about this team this year is I haven't seen that defense play to the level I thought it would. I thought it'd be for sure a top 10 defense, maybe a top 5 defense, and they just haven't meshed all together yet. Now, they've got some good pieces there, but it hasn't all come together. I think you started to see some of it last week, but the turnovers against Washington really cost them and put them in some binds. But as I was talking to Ron Rivera today, he said, the big thing is they've had a new secondary every single year he's been here, and they've always started off slow because it takes a while for that secondary to mesh with that front four, and he really thinks that's going to start to come together here pretty soon.
Now, when you look at this Carolina Panthers team, what's the major difference between this team and the team the Eagles beat on Thursday night in Charlotte last year?
Probably Norv Turner, just the new offensive coordinator and what he's doing with Cam Newton. The big question this week was why haven't you thrown the deep ball as much? Because Norv likes to throw the deep ball, but the Panthers have only like 2 catches of plus 20 yards this year, and that's last in the league. I think Kansas City Chiefs lead the league with around 17 or so. So they haven't gone deep and stretched the field a little bit, and that's one reason they got Torrey Smith from the Eagles. But they felt like not only his leadership, but his ability to stretch the field was going to be good for this group. So they've been throwing a lot of underneath stuff to Christian McCaffrey, their first-round draft pick, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, who has played well at times. But, again, Curtis has – it's been different every week. you know, the game before, they had Curtis Samuel made some big catches. Last week, he only had him for three snaps. Christian McCaffrey, the game before, had 30 touches. This last game, he was about half that. So it's been kind of a work in progress with his offense. But Cam, when he doesn't make mistakes, has been pretty good. But last week, not just him, but J.J. Moore with two fumbles and Cam with the interception that Josh Norman, his former teammate, got. Those things just killed him.
Talking to David Newton, who covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN.com, does a terrific job. If you want to know what's going on with the team this weekend, obviously got to check out his stuff. When you look at the Eagles, David, their quarterback hit rate is about 25%, which is nearly 5% higher than any other team in the league. And they did a good job of shutting down Matt Ryan, Andrew Luck, and for the most part, Kirk Cousins. And Cam kind of like has a tendency to go flat when defenses get after him, especially early in the game. How much has that been talked about this week?
Not a lot, to be honest. I mean, Cam, it's just a different animal here with Cam this year because Cam's getting rid of the ball faster than he's ever gotten rid of it, so that's been a plus for him. He has not taken as many sacks. They're still running the read option more than I thought they would under North Turner. I really thought that would kind of disappear a little bit. But he's kept that in the game plan, so when they feel the need to take the pressure off of the offensive line and things, that they let Cam run the ball more. So they've done so much short stuff and quick hitting stuff that Cam hasn't just sat back in the pocket like he's done in the past to try to wait for things to get open deep. So that's been probably why he hasn't seen but two catches of 20-plus yards. So it's been a different animal this year, and again, trying to develop what they're wanting to do here. And I don't think they're going to change a lot because they're playing the Eagles. I think they're going to probably come out, establish the run. I think they're going to use Cam with the run some because they really didn't run the ball well at all in the game against Washington. And that took them out of what they were doing.
Why didn't they run the ball well against Washington? Washington's
got a pretty good defense up front. So it's partly that. And they kind of got away from it. They fell behind because of the turnover. They were down 17-0 and had to play catch-up. So that kind of took them out of what they wanted to do. So, yeah, I think they'll come right at Philadelphia. I know Philadelphia's good against the run, but as Ron was saying today, he said teams haven't really tried to run on the Eagles as much as they did last year. They've come right at them with the pass, but that secondary, I guess, is banged up a little bit. So I think you're going to see the Panthers test them with the run defense.
We're talking to Dave Newton. Dave is live from Charlotte, giving us a report on the Carolina Panthers in advance for this special weekend here in South Philadelphia. Week 7, Panthers at Eagles. Brian Dawkins is going to be honored at halftime with his Hall of Fame ring of excellence from David Baker, the CEO and chairman of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. You covered Doc at Clemson at one point, didn't you not?
I did. That's putting a lot of age on me right now, but yeah, I did. And
what kind of player was he in college?
I mean, he was a great hitter, just like he was in the pros. Very smart player and a lot of intellect out there. And he just so smart in what he did on the field and what he added to that Clemson defense. And they were really good defensively back then. Had a lot of good players go to the league. So he's always been one of my favorite players. I mean, from a human being standpoint, just a person, and as a football player, he was about as good as they come.
You know, here in Philadelphia, when they take fan polls as to, you know, the most popular Eagle all time, Brian Dawkins, or even the most popular athlete, right, Tyler? Most popular athlete of all time in Philadelphia, Brian Dawkins is always number one on the list because of the passion that he brought to the game, sort of epitomizes this city. And his blue-collar ethic on the field epitomizes the way this team plays and the way this city wants its team to play. So he really has fit in here from day one, and I'm so sure you saw part of that speech at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the delivery of it and what he said in thanking the fans here. So it's going to be a special thing. There's another player here who's become very popular very quickly, David, and that is Carson Wentz. What has Ron Rivera said this week about the challenge of Carson Wentz and how he sees him progressing back from the knee injury and what the challenge is for this Eagles offense?
Well, Ron feels like he's playing back to where he was last year when he was at that MVP level. The most intriguing thing to come out of the locker room to me this week about Carson Wentz came from Luke Kuechly, the middle linebacker for the Panthers, who said he was a lot bigger and a lot more physical than I ever imagined last year when they played against him. He just didn't see that. And they're used to facing a pretty big and physical quarterback in Cam Newton, who's probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest quarterback in the league, other than maybe a Ben Roethlisberger. So he was really impressed. And everybody I've talked to said they really think Carson Wentz has gotten everything back and is playing as well as he did, maybe even better than he did a year ago. Except for the running thing. They think that Patty's not running as much right now, probably takes a little off of what he could offer. But other than that, they think everything's right there.
David Camp, thank you enough for joining the Sal Powell Football Hour. Really appreciate it. We will see you this weekend. And when you're in town, I'm telling you, tomorrow night, this is the place to eat. Poppy's on
20th. I have to give it a try. Philly.
Yeah, you
got
to.
I land early in the morning.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, just come on right over. Have lunch here. You'll enjoy it. All right, thanks a lot, David. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Sal.
David Newton live from Charlotte with an update on the Carolina Panthers. I thought it was really interesting what he was saying about Carson Wentz. You know, when you look at him, it's kind of remarkable. He does look like he's almost all the way back, if not all the way back from the injury, considering that it's not even 12 months. It's astonishing to me. You shred two ligaments in your left knee and you come back and then you play at that high level. And that's what players are saying around the league, that Carson is back. And if Carson is back, that's not good for the rest of the NFC East. That's not good for the rest of the NFC. If you want to call the Sal Powell Football Hour, it's 610-632-0975. We are live from Poppy's in South Philadelphia. When we come back, we will go through the entire lineup of the Eagles-Panthers game, and we'll pick out some fantasy specials coming up on the Sal Powell Football Hour. That's next.
You're listening to the Sal Powell Football Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Some stores
are just stores.
Are you almost done, Mom?
And then there's our store. Guess where we're going, everyone?
Yay! Yay!
Come and experience the newly upgraded Berlin Farmers Market. With over 75 indoor stores and over 500 outside vendors on the weekends, there is something for the whole family. Open Thursday through Sunday on Clementon Road in Berlin. Online at berlinfarmersmarket.com.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Ave. Now under new ownership. Catch all the games this season in their newly renovated game room with darts, ping pong, pool, and more. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games and $2 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games. Join Nick's Roast Beef and the Castor, Busselton, and Cottman Business Association for the second annual Northeast Philly Fall Food Truck Festival, Sunday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. at PC Richard & Son, located at 2420 Cottman Ave. Over a dozen of Philly's best food trucks, beer garden, live music, and plenty of fun for the kids.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the Immuno Revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Yesterday, I did nothing but eat potato chips and ice cream and listen to 80s emo music.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I only floss my teeth twice a year when the dentist does it for me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Sometimes I act like I'm texting someone, but I'm really just taking a bunch of selfies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Money Key.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit MoneyKey.com for a total car care center near you.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic. Now, back to the Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant in South Philly, with your host, Sal Pal Antonio.
Hey, back to your Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, South 20th Street in South Philadelphia. The Sal Pal Football Hour is presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and Lyric by Etude Wine. Terrific place, terrific wine, fantastic food, great people. Come on out and join us. We just had Camus Grugier Hill here. Last week we had Wendell Smallwood. You never know who's just going to wander into the restaurant, hang out with us here on the Sal Pal Football Hour. To join the show, it's real easy. I'll give you the number, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Big Week 7 game coming up, Panthers at Eagles, and we've got Matt from Huntington Valley. Go ahead, Matt. What do you got, brother?
Hey, Sal, it's a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. What's happening?
You know, I'm just very optimistic about the Eagles, just because I think the leadership with the coaching and the team itself, I think it's solid. You know, in any organization, I think leadership is the key. And even from last year, I just saw the coach just lead with a good culture in the organization. And I just wanted to hear your comments on that.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. I think that leadership and culture is very important, especially when you go through, you know, injuries like they went through. You know, that kind of resilience on the run during a 16-game schedule, and to come back from losing your starting quarterback in the month of December and still win the Super Bowl, which is, you know, unprecedented, that comes from leadership. I've always said, Matt, that Doug Peterson was the MVP of that team last year. I mean, if you go through it, and to me, the fact that he wasn't Coach of the Year, to me, was astonishing, you know? Yeah, I just think that he should have been the Coach of the Year. And there's a new coach ranking out there right now on ESPN.com. I wasn't consulted. I didn't have a vote. I wish I did, because I definitely would have put Doug Peterson ahead of both Andy Reid and Sean McVay on that list. I don't agree with having Doug Peterson. I think he was like 11th or 12th, Tyler. That's unbelievable. And below Sean McVay. And I was shocked by that. Now, this is a real big game coming up for this football team. You know, you want to win two in a row. You definitely want to take care of business at home. The Eagles have done that at Lincoln Financial Field. And this is an important game because it's a different kind of team, you know, specifically at the quarterback position. Now, I it'll be a fight. I think this Carolina Panthers team, coming off that loss against the Washington Redskins, you know, they're a different team from the Giants. Just because the Eagles rolled up on the Giants, don't think that they're going to roll up on the Panthers. The Panthers have a quarterback who's mobile, Cam Newton, and they've been relying on him more and more. to get out of the pocket, get on the run, get third down conversions. And that's a much different animal presented by the Carolina Panthers than the New York Giants. To call the South Powell Football Hour at 610-632-0975. And specifically, when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles and where they are offensively, I really thought they took a really big step in week six, especially Carson Wentz. You know, he really sliced and diced the Giants' defense. It was a must-win game. He had 292 all-purpose yards, three touchdowns. And when you have a final score of 34-13, that's a real statement-making victory. And, you know, to me, Carson Wentz at this point, for a team that is coming off, you know, for a quarterback that's coming off an injury like this, I think it's really important for him now to get on schedule with these running backs. And it looks like they're not going to go out and get a running back. It looks like the trade possibilities, which I never thought were big for Le'Veon Bell and or LeSean McCoy. Now with Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement as your only two backs, because you just don't have Darren Sproles coming back, and they're banking on him coming back at some point, but it's kind of lingering out there, and you just don't know when that's going to happen. So to me, they've got to really take some pressure, I think, off of Carson Wentz. That's probably not going to happen. That's not the way Doug Peterson has been attacking offenses since Carson Wentz has come back. Now, if you just look at Wentz's target distribution, it's pretty obvious that he has really relied on Zach Ertz. Now, Zach Ertz has got the most receptions of any tight end in the league. He's got 48. I think he's second in receptions in the National Football League. And the way defenses are attacking now, because of the way penalties are being called, especially the illegal contact calls in the secondary, the middle of the field is wide open. And that's good for the Eagles, because they don't really have a bona fide deep threat. But they've got three guys who are great route runners and can get open in the middle of the field. That would be Zach Ertz, who is definitely going back to the Pro Bowl, Alshon Jeffrey, who looks like he's all the way back from that shoulder problem, and Nelson Aguilar, you know, who has shown inconsistencies. But that's the week 3-6 target distribution. Ertz, 44 targets. Jeffrey, 29. Aguilar, 26. That tells you where he is going with the football. Out of necessity, for sure. Jordan Matthews only has 9 targets in 4 weeks. So, you know, to me, that's where they're going. That's where they're going to target the Carolina Panthers. And the Panthers are a different team than the Giants, because they have Kuechly and Davis now back roaming the middle. And that's a significant difference between the Giants and the Carolina Panthers. It's 610. I got the number here someplace. 610. I don't have it memorized like Mike Missanelli does. 610-632-0975. We're live at Poppy's at the Sal Pal Football Hour. Camus Grugier-Hill joined us live here. We had Brian Dawkins on. And don't forget, on Sunday, anybody who's going to the game knows it, Brian Dawkins is going to get his Hall of Fame ring of excellence at halftime. David Baker, the CEO and president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, will make the presentation. He's going to be in town, so we're looking forward to that. That's going to be an exciting time in South Philadelphia. And the Eagles need to have a victory in this game. And to me, the number one thing that they have to do is, if they generate enough offense, this Eagles defense will do enough to win the game. And I think the three keys to the game are as follows for the Eagles to beat the Carolina Panthers. One, first and foremost, they can't turn the ball over on offense. If they don't turn the ball over on offense, they'll be able to generate enough offense and move the ball down the field against this Panthers defense pretty much at will. And I see this as a 4-score game for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they can get 4 touchdowns or more, which would put them about 28-30 points in this game if they don't turn the ball over. You know, the only time that they really had a problem in the Minnesota game was Jay Ajayi's fumble on the 5-yard line. If he doesn't fumble, I think the Eagles win that game. There's really only, I mean, if you look at the three losses, the Minnesota game, you've had the fumble, And then the Bucks game down in Tampa, it was the first play of the game when DeSean Jackson moonwalked into the end zone after a 75-yard touchdown pass. And then the other game, it was the walk-off touchdown pass from Mariota to the wide receiver in the end zone. So, you know, really there are three plays that separate the Eagles from winning and losing three specific games. So I think if they don't make those kinds of mistakes, this with Wentz back now and the way this offense is playing, they should be able to score four times in this game or more and have 28 to 30 points against the Carolina Panthers. Secondly, they have to account for Cam Newton. Because Cam Newton under Norv Turner is running the ball a lot more. His escapability on third down specifically, his ability to extend drives, to extend plays, are the difference. And we had Kamu Grugier-Hill in here talking about that and how important it is to account for Cam Newton on every single play. So that would be key number two. And key number three, obviously, is to play consistently on the defensive line. Because the Carolina Panthers, if they're going to do anything, they're going to be a good rushing football team. They're ranked fourth. They got Christian McCaffrey. Cam Newton augments that. That's, to me, what will keep this team on schedule and allow them even to be in this ball game is if the Eagles allow them to run the football. And the Eagles are a very good run defense, but they are somewhat banged up at the defensive tackle position. I'm anxious to see whether Haloti Ngata plays in the game. I know he was limited in practice, including today. So, to me, on Sunday, the update on Haloti Ngata is something that I will be watching very, very closely. So, that's the Sal Powell Football Hour. We are done at Poppy's on Friday night. And it's always fantastic to come in here and join this great crew, great restaurant. And we'll be back here on Tuesday at the Sal Powell Football Hour. We'll be back on our regularly scheduled time and day. Tuesday night, Sal Powell Football Hour. Come over and join us here at Poppy's. You never know who's going to kind of wander in to the bar and join us here live on the show. It's the Sal Powell Football Hour at Poppy's. We'll see you next week.